And note also how great it feels to be on the coaching end of that conversation. Inspiration is a two-way street. It engages, heartens, and energizes both the person being inspired and the person doing the inspiring. Think back to a time when someone really connected with you, supported you, and offered you inspired advice. Wasn't that a fabulous feeling? Well, I bet it felt the same way to the person who gave you that gift. In 9 Powerful Practices of Really Great Mentors, Stephen Cohn and Vincent O'Connell make note of the importance of having emotional radar to what both you and the person you are mentoring are feeling in the moment. Whereas the best mentors tend to be smart about the more technical elements and nuances of whatever it is they do for a living, they also must show a different kind of intelligence. They must have emotional radar that senses what their protege is feeling and what they too are feeling during the guidance process. So, try it out and see what happens. And let me know what you think, okay? I'm always eager to hear from people who are doing this kind of coaching. And as you go about doing it, keep in mind what John Zinger and Kathleen Stennett put forth in their book, The Extraordinary Coach. We hope you remember that sometimes, just being willing to engage in the coaching conversation is the best gift that you can offer those around you. Sometimes the medium is the message. And here's another promise. Keep using the coaching up model, and it will very quickly become second nature, like breathing. Moreover, using the model will become even simpler than the already simple model suggests. That's because when you have coaching up conversations with people you know well, you won't always need to use all 3 elements of the model. In fact, in some situations, you may be able to conduct an entire coaching up conversation without using any words at all. Who can use the coaching up model? You don't have to be a sports coach or a business leader to benefit from this model. When you think about it, we're all private coaches, at least some of the time. Every day, most of us have dozens of opportunities to encourage, guide, or inspire our fellow human beings. Maybe a colleague at your office has been procrastinating on tackling a tough project. Maybe a family member is nervous about a challenging situation at work or at school. Perhaps a friend is struggling with a major life change. Once you learn the coaching up model, you will find it natural and amazingly effective in all these situations. But let's be real. For quite a few of us, there's nothing like the adrenaline-pumping pressure of intense athletic competition. Finding yourself in a 30-second timeout on a basketball court when the other team has the ball and is up by 1 point and there's only a minute left in the game and you have to figure out what to do fast has a wonderful way of focusing the mind. This book is about how to have the kind of fast, concentrated, and highly effective conversation the coach has with the players on his or her team in that situation, the core communication of which is done via one-on-one conversations. Here you will find a technique that will help you actually get stuff done when the stakes are high. You will discover how to motivate somebody to perform brilliantly. You will also find this book liberally sprinkled with examples, anecdotes, and observations contributed by coaches and athletes. Many of these are derived from an informal survey we conducted in December 2015 among 200 of the top coaches on CoachUp. Others come via my observation, reading, and research, or by word of mouth. A few caveats before we get into the model itself. Despite the effectiveness of this approach, the coaching up model won't work unless you actually care about the person you're working with. For the purposes of this book, let's continue to use sports as our primary metaphor and call the person doing the coaching the coach and the person being coached the player. To be effective as the coach in a coaching up conversation, you don't have to love your player, but you do have to respect your player and care about his or her well-being. And you must really want your player to perform brilliantly for his or her own sake, not just for your purposes or the purposes of a larger group. Of course, your player's heightened performance will likely radiate benefits across his or her team, family, and other communities. But you are conducting your coaching up conversation for the player's benefit. Full stop.